The Prime Minister has laughed off questions about the Coalition's poor performance in the polls. The government's still trailing Labor and doesn't yet have the numbers to pass its company tax cuts. Our political reporter Lucy Barber has the latest from Canberra.
When he fronted reporters this morning, the Prime Minister wanted to talk about cybersecurity, but the first question lobbed at Malcolm Turnbull was about the latest news poll result. It's got the Coalition trailing Labor 43-57.
Prime Minister, 29 news polls, it's not good news. How are you feeling?
Why are you smiling then if it's not good news? You're so pleased. You're so pleased. I know why. Because you're so happy about all the jobs we've created.
It's the 29th consecutive news poll that's had Labor ahead. The issue keeps dogging Malcolm Turnbull because he famously cited 30 lost news polls as a reason to boot Tony Abbott out of the top job. But the Prime Minister wasn't keen to dwell on that this morning.
Because you are not distracted by polls. You know that we have created 420,700 jobs in Australia in the last year. And you know... You know that that's the number that we're focused on. We're focused on creating opportunities for Australians. We're focused on getting taxes down. We're seeking to reduce business taxes to allow Australian businesses to invest and compete and create even more great jobs that will make you smile even more. And that's what we're doing. That's our commitment.
The Coalition's trying to turn the attention back to its signature economic policy, company tax cuts, and it's still trying to wrangle enough support from the Senate crossbench to pass them. The change would see the tax rate cut from 30% to 25% for all businesses. Malcolm Turnbull says it'd create jobs.
The way it works is if you have a better return on investment, you get more investment into companies. If you get more investment, you get more jobs, you get more employment.
But Labor's painted the Coalition's policy as an attempt to help out the big end of town. And the Shadow Assistant Treasurer, Andrew Lee, says cutting the company tax rate could reduce jobs.
Firms with a lower effective rate of tax tend to create fewer jobs or, in fact, to be net job destroyers, while firms with a higher effective rate of tax tend to be net job creators.
Labor's trying to sell its own tax policy, which would scrap cash refunds for some shareholders. Pensioners have reacted angrily to the plan, and the opposition looks set to soften its approach. The ABC understands it'll change the policy to ensure poorer pensioners aren't worse off, but there's still no detail on how that would work.
Political reporter Lucy Barber.